It's movie time with Kevin Stein. I think I'm officially the funniest person I know. I love my little intro. So you are listening to Angie's regular air shift, and in case you couldn't tell by my lovely little bit of pre-production, I am here with a special guest who is named Kevin Stein. So Kevin, how are you today?
I'm doing great.
You look very you're welcome. Yeah, thanks for coming. You look very snazzy, like maybe you're a soprano or something.
Yeah,
not the singer.
People keep asking me why I dressed up today. I told them I feel gloomy, so, you know.
So you're wearing all black?
Yeah, and I was kind of on a Johnny Cash kick, so I thought I would come on down and
okay.
Walk the line on down to the radio station.
See, you're a natural on the air. Way to be clever, Kevin. So this is a little segment that we are doing here called Movie Time with Kevin Stein. Kevin and I, he's a professor in the communication department, and sometimes I come in to chat about school stuff, and then all of a sudden it's an hour later because we've got to chatting about movies. And then we thought, we're clever. We know a lot about movies. Maybe we should share that with the world because, once again, we are streaming online live. And so Kevin has this list. Tell me a little bit about your list that you have.
Well, I put up a website to help my students get to know me, and I had all kinds of stuff on there, like publications and things, but after a while, I figured out the students didn't care at all about any of the stuff I've done in my career. They just wanted to ask me about my family and my movie list and things, and initially, I just started with movies that didn't require any explaining, like I like Braveheart and you know, Goodfellas, and you don't really have to explain why you like movies like that. But
right, because they're just naturally good.
Yeah, and I hate people that say, my guilty pleasure is Citizen Kane. I mean, come on.
That's not a guilty pleasure.
Well, a guilty pleasure, by definition, has to evoke some guilt. You have to feel a little bit of embarrassment telling people that you like these movies. So I decided to go out on a limb, put up a bunch of movies that I've loved for years, and I haven't stopped hearing the end of it from my students. So I thought it would be fun to come down and maybe defend myself a little bit.
Okay, well, why don't you hit us up with a few of your guilty pleasures?
Okay, number one on my list is The Cutting Edge.
Ah, Topic.
I know. If you don't know what we're talking about with Topic, you will. And I don't want to say it the way that she says it in the movie, or that would be really embarrassing. I'll let Angie do that. But how does she?
Topic.
Okay, there you go. Thanks, Angie.
You're welcome anytime.
My voice, I don't think I can quite go there. I didn't want to try, but.
A little falsetto,
you know,
for you.
I mean, who doesn't like that movie? And it's, you know.
It's a hockey player and an ice skater.
Yeah,
it's so like The Taming of the Shrew, but on ice.
So if you're not really connected to your feminine side, you can pretend like it's the hockey part that appeals to you, and then you can explain to. But here I admit publicly that I like the ice skating part. But
yeah, you and about half of the female population under age 40.
I think there are some men out there that like this movie. You know?
I think it's possible, but they're just not man enough to admit that it's a guilty pleasure.
True. I have one that's not on my guilty pleasure list, but, you know, my sisters brought it over one day. It was this movie Emma with Gwyneth Paltrow.
You know what? They did good with that one.
No, that was a good one. I don't think that's an embarrassing one, but my sisters brought it over, and I was watching it with all my brothers. At the end of the movie, all the girls left to go do something, and all the brothers were sitting there, you know, just eyes glued to the TV, and I thought, okay, there's something more to this movie that appeals to people besides just women, but.
Interesting. Okay, so what's another one? Or should we alternate? Should I tell you one of my guilty pleasures?
Go ahead. That'd be great.
Okay, one of my guilty pleasures is Twister. I can't help it. I know, it's like really cheesy when the cow is flying by, and really the acting isn't necessarily the best, but I watch it literally once a month because it's always on TV, so I watch it.
I have to admit, that one's not one of my favorites.
I know,
I'm a big
see?
Bill Paxton fan, and Philip Seymour Hoffman, that's one of his earlier
I know,
stars,
exactly. Yeah.
But it just is not good, I know. Angie.
I know, that's why it's a guilty, guilty pleasure.
Well, it's
the
same guy that
it.
Did Speed, and you know, that one's stupid too, but I actually like that one. So there's a fine line between stupid entertaining and just stupid.
Mm.
And I guess I stayed on one side of the line on that
and
one.
And I crossed to the dark side, I guess.
You crossed over. I don't know why you did that. But
I know. I'm sorry. My bad. Okay. Well, you better go then so I can start rebuilding my self-esteem.
I've got so many. I don't even know where to start. The one that I'm really getting a lot of grief over, there are two of them. First one is music and lyrics. I don't know why. All the men.
Maybe it's just because Hugh Grant is so charming, he even charms the men.
I don't know. I hate to admit that Hugh Grant charms me, but, you know, I like his voice. I don't know what it is. I liked it when he about a boy too, where he gets mm-hmm. up there and he's so shy and introverted, but he comes out on stage and he plays the guitar with his friend.
Yeah, singing, like killing me softly with his song.
Yeah, and he looks so frantic, you know. And I've liked him. I don't know. He's mm-hmm. just maybe I feel like I'm sort of a weak, shy kind of person. Maybe I relate to him on some level. Oh,
well, no, Battle Boy is really, really good, though. That's not even a guilty pleasure. That one's just good.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Okay, but now music and lyrics.
Well, I like the
music, romantic comedy,
too.
Romantic comedy.
I have the soundtrack. Do you like the soundtrack to... you know,
it was
Goes
okay.
My Heart. I mean, come
on. Yeah, that was like classic 80s pop without actually being 80s pop.
Well, that's what's interesting about this guy that wrote this. Maybe I'm wrong, but apparently it's the same guy that wrote the theme song for That Thing You Do. And he did that song, Stacy's Mom Has Got It Going On, which mm-hmm. which my wife's name is Stacy. So I think that creates some funny conversation around that dinner time. But anyway, obviously the guy has a gift for writing music that could be situated within a certain time period, but it's contemporary.
Okay.
So it's interesting.
I will concede that point, that it's excellent songwriting. Okay. And what was the other one they were giving you grief about?
Maybe I should whisper this. I don't know if it'll come over the air, but it's okay. High School Musical.
What, Kevin? No!
I know. That's what a guilty pleasure is, right? I felt a little bit of shame, a little nausea in my stomach as I was saying that.
Oh,
that's
man.
That's the essence of a guilty pleasure. Right?
Okay.
I like the movie, and I wish I could say that it has something to do with my children wanting to watch it all the time, but I have turned it on by myself before.
Oh, dang it. I don't know if we can be friends. Gosh.
Really?
No, I'm just kidding. I will admit I have seen them as well, but it was at the persuasion of my friends who were actually in it, since they filmed it like in Utah and everything.
Oh, yeah.
They were like, oh yeah, and then in High School Musical 2, I'm the shortstop in the scene when they're like, gotta get your head in the game. song. They're like, oh yeah, I'm back there. So yeah, we totally gotta watch it. And it's like 0.2 seconds long that he's on screen and everything. But I was like, I'll watch it and be supportive.
You like it. You know it. Come on.
I don't think as much as you do.
I wouldn't give it 4 stars, but I give it 3.95.
What?
Oh, they don't do that, though. The stars only...
No, it's in halves.
Yeah.
Yeah. I will say, though, that it is a good positive movie for that demographic, especially, too, for, like, the high school students and the preteens and stuff. It's a good movie for them to watch instead of, like, movies that we watch, like Goodfellas and Braveheart, that are maybe a little more graphic.
I guess I stuck with some tame ones. Maybe I should go with one.
Okay, let's pick one more really, really crazy one.
One more, because we...
that you're just horrified to admit, but you have to.
Okay, let's see. I would probably go with maybe Big Trouble in Little China. That's the one that's jumping out.
But no, that's just good. It's Kurt Russell.
So that's not an embarrassing one?
No, that's not. Pick another one.
All right.
Anything with Kurt Russell is automatically good.
Tremors. A lot of people like that one, though.
It's true, because that's Kevin Bacon, and I like him, too.
All right, let me find a
really
embarrassing
something really
one.
Embarrassing.
Okay.
Like, if you're going to say, like, one of, like, the Barbie movies or something.
They're the girl movies, though, because those are the ones that I find the most embarrassing. But let's go with Bill and Ted's... Well, that's kind of a cult classic, though.
Yeah, Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
How about Point Break?
You and your Keanu Reeves guilty pleasure, I think.
I have Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure on there, too.
And Point Break, and you mentioned Speed.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, yeah, I did mention Speed.
Yes, you did.
I appreciate the suggestion.
Okay, well, Point Break, I'm going to say it is not cult classic. I would say that's borderline guilty pleasure because there are some fine points about it.
Yeah.
Gary Busey actually does a pretty decent
job.
There's
some good acting, and the Chili Peppers are in there, too, and I'm a big fan of the Chili Peppers. But my wife always teases me because she said all the stunt work is so ridiculous. And so we were watching Mythbusters the other day, and they were testing whether or not you could actually jump out of a plane, go into the right formation, you know, that bullet kind of dive formation, and actually catch up to somebody who is in the regular arch position, and that scene could actually happen.
It really could.
And they proved that was confirmed. So I told my wife, enough of that. Enough of this teasing. I mean, this is a realistic movie.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, right up there with JFK and the new W movie, I'm assuming.
Oh, I'm excited for the W movie. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, Josh Brolin rocks.
Let's do the Ebert and Roper one to see right now. What's one movie in the theater you tell people to go see right now if they haven't seen it?
Right now? Okay, I can't say Dark Knight. Because everybody already has seen it like 2-3 times.
Oh, yeah.
I am going to say, okay, I have not seen it yet, but I know that everyone is going to need to see it. Burn After Reading.
I definitely want to see that. Mm-hmm. The Coen brothers are hit and miss, more hit than miss. Mm-hmm. When it comes to comedy, though, you know, you can't go wrong with Big Lebowski and Raising Arizona.
I love the dude.
But the Lady Killers with, they miss sometimes, you know?
Yeah, I wasn't a huge fan of Intolerable Cruelty either.
Oh, I hated that.
Yeah, but even though it was Clooney. I love Clooney.
The dark
but
ones are real good.
Yeah,
though.
Okay. For all me, right, so what's yours?
I would go with one I just saw that I don't think many people saw, but I really like Traitor for some reason.
I need to see Don Cheadle.
He's a phenomenal actor, and it's good to see Guy Pearce back. I loved him in L.A. Confidential, and he's
back. And Memento.
Jeff Daniels is in it, and I can't get past the Dumb and Dumber thing, but he did a pretty good job. And spoiler alert, he gets killed in it. But
what? I am going to fight you.
I'm sorry. And there's a trick. There's a twist ending that you will not see coming.
Okay. Maybe you should not say anything else.
I'm not going to say anything else. Angie's like probably she's getting ready to kick me. So.
I know. It's like end of segment forever because you did a spoiler.
She invited me to come in next Friday, but I don't know if I'll be back.
Well, just don't spoil anything else.
I appreciate the opportunity.
All right. Well, thank you again so much for coming in, Kevin. It was fun to have you here. We'll have
welcome.
To see
thank
about
you.
Next Friday. Hopefully you'll be here. I think it could be fun.
All right.
Okay.
I would love to come back and chat movies. My favorite subject.
Okay. Me too. Awesome. All right. Well, thanks again for coming in, and I'm going to get some more music on for you in just a minute here on Power 91.
This has been a production of Movie Time with Kevin Stein here on Angie's Regular Airship.